加今年度第一次的圣公干部讲习会。
And thank God that everybody had the opportunity to attend this year's first Holy Workers Seminar.
在2009年的时候联总训练部召开了一个训练工作研讨会。
And in the year of 2009, in the International Assembly has created a special training division group.
那个时候大家就把我们这个教会的训练工作做了一个规划。
And everybody has assembled and put together some sort of division to plan training in our church.
总会要做什么训练地方教会又做什么训练。
And what kind of training that the General Assembly have to partake in, and as well as the local churches.
还有联总要做什么训练。
And what type of training International Assembly has to do.
都会把这个训练的项目都列出来。
And all the different criteria are listed.
也建议说各总会都要举办这个圣公干部的讲习。
And it was declared at the time that by every local church must have the Holy Worker seminar.
因为我们要当教员都有教员的讲习会。
And to become a religious education teacher, you will have the religious education.
有了这个讲习会才能够有当教员的资格。
And after you attend the RETS, you're qualified to become an RE teacher.
所以要从事圣工也要经过这个圣工的干部的讲习。
And to be able to participate in holy work, you must go through the holy worker training.
所以总会会让我们在受完训以后给我们一个证书。
And the General Assembly would give us a special certificate after completion.
但是最重要的不是在那个证书。
But what's important is not the certificate.
而是鼓励大家能够参加这样的讲习。
And is to encourage everyone to attend this type of
seminar. 让我们要从事圣工就有一些基本的观念跟基本的一些做法都很正确。
And in order for you to participate in holy work, you would have the basic teachings and principles and guidelines.
因为我们看到有的人虽然很喜欢做工。
And we see that some people, they love to do holy work.
但是工作当中对照就会没有造就。
And but during the work process, it's not edifying to the church.
有的人做到最后自己也软弱了。
And there are some people who work until the end and they became weak themselves.
甚至一边工作一边抱怨。
And they would work and they would complain.
后来甚至信仰失掉了。
And at the end, they would lose their faith.
所以虽然要服侍神因为没有正确的观念跟态度。
And although you want to serve God, but you don't have the correct attitude.
所以最后的结果对自己对教会都没有益处。
And at the end, it's not beneficial to yourself or church.
所以我们要从事教会的工作，这是很好的。
So it's good for us to participate in church's holy.
但是要有正确的观念跟做法。
But you have to have the correct concept and method.
所以我们从2010年开始有全面的圣公干部讲习。
And so starting from 2010, we have the Holy Worker Seminar all in all the different areas.
我因为周俊宏传道，他把资料留给我。
And Pastor Chou Junhong left me all the materials.
我们那一年有一月跟十月两次的讲习会。
And during that year, we have the January and October seminars.
有很多弟兄姊妹都已经完成了两项的课程。
And there are brothers and sisters who have completed two different sessions.
所以总会给这些 结业的给他们一个证书。
And the General Assembly will issue a special certificate.
哦，我看好像是 Queen's 教会啊，结业的人最多啊，有14位。
And I believe that Queen's Church has the most attendees at the time, is 14.
其他的教会有一些啊，还差一节两节。
And there are other people from different churches that who lack one or two lessons.
主要总会的目的啊，就是希望我们从事圣工的人呐、啊，都能够说一样的话，好像保罗所讲，要讲一样的话，
and,
做一样的事情。
And the purpose of it that everyone who participate in holy work would speak the same language and do the same things.
能够同心合意啊，来服侍神。
So in one heart and one mind together would come and
serve God. 保罗说他有很多啊，很好的同工。
And Paul says that he has many good workers that he works.
所以大家一起工作啊，非常喜乐。
And everybody works together who are very joyful.
如果说我们大家都能够有一致的观念、啊、我们大家在工作当中会感到很满足、很喜乐。
And if we have the same mindset, and everyone working together will be very enjoyable and very joyful.
如果我们的工作啊，大家没有一致的看法，有时候做起来啊。就很辛苦。
And sometimes during our work, if we don't have the same mindset and thinking, it's going to be very difficult.
所以这是总会啊举办这个圣公干部讲习会主要的目的。
And this is the purpose that General Assembly would hold this holy worker.
我们讲义里面呢、有一张这个课表。
And we have a schedule in the folders.
我们这个整个课程上完了以后。
And after the completion of all the classes,
请你把这一张课表拿出来，把你的名字写上去。
And please take the sheet out and write your name on it.
然后把你上过的课程啊，就把它圈起来，又打勾都可以哦。
And
做一个记号。
And all the classes that you attended, please make a circle with place a check mark.
这就是你的出席表。
And this is your attendance.
教会会收回来以后啊，我们会统计啊，看你所上过的课程是不是把所有的相关的讲习会的课程都上完。上完了以后啊，教会就给你一个 certificate， 一个证书。
And the church will make an assessment with whether you completed all the mandatory courses, and after that you be given a certificate.
当然有一些少数啊，上还缺一两课的，我们会想办法说啊，怎么让他能够把这个课程补足。
And anybody that's lacking one or two classes will try to fulfill that.
今天晚上我们要谈这个受托的真理。
And tonight we'd like to talk about the truth of entrustment.
这个托付哈。
And entrusting.
我不晓得。是一样的，你在中国是一样是吗？一个所字旁跟那个言字旁是同样的是吗 ？OK， 因为我们读那个繁体字哈，说不太一样。OK， 这个受托的真理啊，我觉得对我们来讲啊，是我们服侍神一个非常重要的观念。
And the truth about entrustment is not something that we emphasize a lot.
我们这个讲习会啊，很多啊都是讲那个观念啊。
And during our training session, many of it is concepts.
我们要服侍神啊，观念要正确。
And in order to serve God, we should have the right concept.
这个受托的真理啊，主要是讲到承认我们一切所有的主权在神。
And the truth of entrustment is to understand and recognize that all the sovereignty is based on the Lord.
包括我们个人的存在
including our own existence.
以及我们所有的都是神给我们的
And everything that we own that was given to us by God.
所以神把这些托付给我们所以我们是一个管家。
And so God entrusted all these things upon us, so we became a housekeeper.
所以我们不是一切所有的主人，这个主人是在神。
So we're not the owner of these things, but the real owner is God.
所有的是神托付我们来管理的，我们是管家。
And so everything that we have is entrusted by by God for us to manage, and we are the housekeeper.
好像一个在银行里面上班的人。
And just like a person who works in a bank.
他每天上那算那个钞票好多从那经手。
And many currencies are exchanged through his hands.
那你知道那个钞票不是他的，他是帮忙管理。
And you know that these bills does not belong to him. He's just managing it.
我们也是一样所有的神托付我们来管理。
And we are the same way because everything is entrusted to us to manage.
我们的主人是神，所以一切所有权是在神。
And our owner is the Lord, so the whole sovereignty belongs to him.
既然所有是神托付给你管理的。
And if he entrusts everything onto you to manage.
所以有一天主人神会跟你算账。
And so one day the master would go over his the books with you.
所以我们有一天在神的面前要交账。
And so one day we have to be accountable for these type of things.
圣经里面很多这样的观念。
And in the Bible there are many concepts like this.
所以比如说马太福音二十五章里面
，and for example Matthew chapter 25
讲到那个婚姻的比喻
，and it talks about the parable of the wedding。
说这个主人要离开故乡，要到远地去。
And so the master was to depart from his home and go away。
所以把他的仆人找来。
So he gathered all the servants.
一个给他五千，一个两千，一个一千。
And one was given 5,000 talents, the other one 2,000, and the last one 1,000.
过了一段时间以后，主人回来了。
And after a period of time, the master came.
就把主人把这个工人召来。
And he called upon all the different servants to
him. 然后问他们说我托付给你的五千你怎么运用？
And so he would ask them, what happened to the money that I entrusted you?
那个人说我已经又赚了五千所以把一万交给主人。
And so one of them says that I made another 5,000 talents, and so here's 10,000.
主人说你是又忠心又良善的仆人。
And the master would say that you're a loyal and honest servant.
你虽然在很小的事上很忠心。
And in the very little things, you're very loyal.
所以我就把更多的事情托付给你管理。
And so I will let you manage even more and bigger and greater things.
你也可以进来跟主人一起享受欢喜快乐。
And you could come inside and enjoy with your master.
那个领两千的也是这样。
And the person with the 2,000 talents is the same.
但是那个拿一千的人他就把它埋起来。
But the person with 1,000, he buried his money.
跟主人说我知道你是很严厉的。
And he says to the master that I know you're very strict.
所以我就把这一千块就把它藏起来。
So that's why I have hide away the money.
你回来了，我就原封不动给你。
And when you come back, I want to just give you everything intact.
主人就很生气，说你是一个又饿又懒的仆人。
And so the master was very angry and said that you're an evil and a lazy servant.
你至少把这一千块拿去放在银行里面至少可以生一点利息
And you should have put the money in the bank, and then it would grow a little interest.
所以叫人说来把它捆起来，把它丢到外面去。
And it said to people, please tie him up and throw him out.
这个就是讲到我们神给我们不一样的付托。
And this is talking about different entrustment the Lord has upon us.
说神托付给你多了，将来神就跟你多要。
And the more that you're entrusted with by God, the more later on that He would ask you for.
托付少的，将来神对你的要求也会少。
And the person with the least entrustment, your criteria is a lot less.
路加福音十六章又讲了一个管家的比喻。
And Luke chapter 16 it talks about the housekeeper parable.
这个主人有一个人帮他管理家里的事情。
And there was a housekeeper who manages everything for the master.
有人跟这个主人讲说你这个管家常常浪费你的财物。
And somebody said to the master that Your housekeeper is very wasteful.
后来主人就把他找来啊，说因为你不忠心啊，所以我就不让你当我的管家了。
And so that the master called him over, saying that you're disloyal to me, so you would no longer be my housekeeper.
而且这个主人都是讲主耶稣自己。
And so the master is referred to Lord Jesus himself.
这个管家就是主的我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
And the keeper is every single one of our brothers and sisters.
所以神把很多啊神家里的事情托付我们来管理。
And God has entrusted many of his things unto us.
我们如果能够做一个忠心的好管家。
And that if we could become a very loyal manager,
一方面呢，主耶稣会喜悦；一方面呢，主耶稣赐给你更多的福分。
And at the same time, Lord Jesus will be very happy towards you, and you'll be blessed more.
所以我们每一个人呢，还要来服侍神。
And so each and every one of us must serve God.
啊，都应当了解这样的道理。
So we have to understand this type of teachings.
啊，让我们每一个人都成为一个忠心良善的好管家。
And so each and every one of us could be very loyal and faithful managers.
啊，然后能够得到神的赏赐。
And that at the end we could receive the blessings from God.
我们第一个来谈呢，这个身体上的托付。
And the first thing that we're going to talk about is our body, our own, the entrustment of our body.
我们这个身体啊，是神托付给我们管理的。
And our body is entrusted by God for us to manage.
因为这个身体的受造是出于神。
And because the creation of the body belongs to God.
我们看诗篇139篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 139.
诗篇139篇。
Psalms chapter 139,
13节到十六节哦。
And verse 13 till 16.
啊，我们请一位弟兄，三三，请你念。
啊，
139篇13节到十六节。
Psalms chapter 139, verse 13 to 16.
大卫在这里写诗说啊，我们的身体啊，各一样的器官啊，都是神所造的，造得非常的奇妙可畏。
And David has written a hymn here that all of our body, including our body parts, are created by God and they're wonderfully made.
所以人啊，是神的奇妙创造。啊，然后借着父母亲呢、啊，把我们生下来。
And so God, man is the wonderful creation from God, and through our mother we are born.
所以既然是神所造啊，神所生的，那我们就不是属于我们自己，我们是属于神了、啊。
And so if we're created by God, and it was made by God, so we don't belong to ourselves, we belong to God.
另外说，我们一个基督徒啊，我们的身体啊，是主耶稣把我们买回来的。
And there's another saying that our body was bought, by Jesus.
因为自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后啊，啊人就生活在罪当中。
And ever since Adam and Eve have sinned, men live in a world of sin.
那主耶稣为着要救我们呐、啊，来到世界。
And Lord Jesus wanted to save us, came to this world.
他付出生命的代价，把我们赎回来。
And he has paid a price with this body and redeemed us.
我们就知道说这个赎啊，啊就是付出代价，啊把我们买出来。
And we know that redeemed, is to pay a price and then, we are bought back.
因为人犯了罪以后啊，就卧在撒旦的权下。啊、生活在罪恶当中。
And after men have sinned, we're living under the authority of Satan and living in the world of sin.
啊，所以主耶稣把我们买回来以后啊，我们现在是属于耶稣里面了、啊，我们已经不再属于啊世界，也不是不再属于撒旦的权势之下了。
So after we're brought back from God, we no longer belong to the world or under the control of Satan.
而是属于神呐、啊。
But we belong to God.
那我们的生命也是神所赐给我们的。
And our life was given to us by God.
所以我们的生活动作啊，都在乎神。
And our life and actions are deemed by God.
啊，神可以让人生，可以让人死。
And God could let a man live or die.
哦，我们今天能够活着啊，就是神留下我们的生命。
And the reason that we are alive because God has kept our life.
啊，当然，神如果把我们的生命拿走了，我们就活不下去了。
And of course, God takes away our life, we can no longer live.
所以我们能够活着，能够脱离死亡啊，啊，是在于神。因为神给我们生命
and because we're alive and then we overcame death is because we're giving a life by God.
我们真的很多人啊，啊，有时候遇到很大的危险，但是主耶稣把生命留下来给他。
And many of us, although encounter many dangers, but God has saved them.
现在有一个退休的传道在温哥华哈，一个姓张的传道。
And there's a retired preacher who lives in Vancouver. His name is Pastor Chang.
啊，因为他跟我一样年纪啊，我们一起当兵。
And he's around the same age as I am, and then we serve in the military together.
啊，他本来在读大学快毕业的时候。
And during college, right before graduation.
啊，送到医院去。
He was sent to the hospital.
医生跟他讲说，你要死掉了。
And the doctor,
you are dying.
The doctor said to him that you are dying.
啊，因为啊，他那个肺啊，肺，他说好像一根针啊，把它刺下去啊，整个气，好像那个气球啊，就消下来了。
And he went through a pneumothorax, a collapse of his lungs. It's like His lungs is being pierced by a needle.
啊，那个时候啊，那个医学在那个时候还没有办法医啊。
And there's no cure at the time for this type of a problem.
啊，所以他就哭哦，一直哭哦，跟神哭哦。
And so he was crying to God. He was crying.
啊，所以他说啊，人在最伤心的时候，那个哭声啊，好像那个鸽子在哀叫的声音。
And he says, during the saddest moments in a man, when he cries, it sounds like the mourning of the sound of doves.
很伤心、很难过、很绝望的那一种哭声。
And it's a very sad and despair type of sound.
啊，感谢主啊！后来主耶稣把生命。让他生命留下来。
And thank God that his life was saved by Lord Jesus.
啊，因为他出院了以后啊，啊，所以也要当兵啊。
And after he left the hospital, he has to serve in
the military. 所以他受信的时候跟我们在一起，跟就同样一个地方了，但是不一样的连哦，啊，隔壁。
And he was in a different regiment. He was in the same group as I, in the same camp as I am, but a different regiment.
因为那个时候他身体还很虚弱。
And at the time, his body is still very weak.
人家出操的时候他就一个人在后面慢慢慢慢晃。
And so everybody, when people have to go to training, he would just walk slowly behind them.
啊，这个晚上啊，常常啊，突然间没有办法呼吸，就紧急送医院。
And during night time,
好几次。
Often, he couldn't breathe, and then he would be sent to the hospital.
感谢主了，那个时候才二十出头啊，现在都已经六十几岁了。
And thank God, he was only
主耶稣保守怜悯。
He was only in his 20s back then. Now he's in his 60s.
啊，真的啊。我们的生命是主耶稣给我们的。
And truly indeed, our life is given to us by God.
当然不一定说你一定要遇到一个很大的危险、很大的病痛啊，主耶稣 医好你，这才是神迹啊。
And of course that you don't have to go through a certain troubles or sickness or illness that you're healed and this is a miracle.
我们能够活着就是很大的恩典哦。
And the reason that we're alive is a great miracle. It's great grace.
因为生命是主耶稣留下给我们的。
And because our life is saved by Jesus.
我有一次去医院啊。
And one time I went to the hospital.
看到一个弟兄啊，他已经昏迷了。
And I saw a brother who has already passed out, unconscious.
他的家人啊，他的岳母还有他太太孩子啊，就围在旁边啊，哭哦。
And his mother-in-law, also his wife, and the children surround his bedside.
医生说啊，他大概只能再活一两天而已。
And the doctor says that he only has one or two days. Life to live.
所以那一次我印象很深刻。
So I remember very well.
很多啊，弟兄姊妹去了以后啊，都难过。
And many of brothers and sisters when they went, they felt.
后来他们就商量说，我们为他进食祷告。
And they have declared that they wanted to fast and pray.
求主耶稣怜悯他，让他能够再活下去。
And they want to ask Lord Jesus Christ for mercy so that he could live on his life.
那个时候很多弟兄姐妹为他进食祷告。
And so many brothers and sisters fasted and prayed for him.
我也是一样的，为他进食早餐跟中餐。
And I was the same. I fasted morning and lunch for him.
后来我就到另外一个教会去帮忙领恩会。
And then I went to another church to help out with the whole this
convocation there. 还是早餐、中餐、
进食祷告。And I fasted morning and lunch for him.
有一天下午祷告会的时候。
And one afternoon during prayer session.
祷告会当中啊，突然间有一个声音啊，叫那个弟兄的名字，王某某。
And during prayer, I heard a voice that was calling out this person's name.
这样连续两次。
And it says, this so and so.He's okay now. And then twice I heard it.
后来回去了以后啊。
And after I returned back.
很奇妙呢，他就慢慢慢慢就好起来啊。
And miraculously that slowly he recovered.
他最近离世了。
And recently that he passed away.
他的家人说刚好二十年，主耶稣刚好让他多活二十年。
And his family member says that Lord Jesus Christ gave him exact 20 years to live.
他们家人也知道，因为他自己也见证，说他好像死过一次，主耶稣又让他活起来。
And he also bear testimony himself that he said he once has died and then he revived again.
所以圣经里面说，神一本造出万族的人。
And the Bible have said that out of one book, everything was created.
预先定准年限跟所住的疆界。
And everyone has exact life's amount of it's the same amount of life this exact amount of lifespan.
但是有时候借着人的祈求，神也会再把生命再加给他。
And often through the request and petition of men, more years of life will be added.
好像西西家，神就加了35年的寿命。
Just like King Hezekiah, he was added 15 years more.
所以神说啊，除了我以外没有神啊。
And so God have said that other than me, there's no other God.
我可以让人死，也可以让人活。
And I could let a man die, or I could let a man live.
没有人可以从我的手中夺去。
And nobody could take this away from my hands.
所以我们今天能够活着，是就是神给我们活着。
And the reason that we could live now is because God.
我们活着，神使它有用。
And the reason that we're alive, that our body.
我们活着才有时间。
And when we're alive, then we have time.
所以如果主耶稣不让你活啊，什么都没有了。
And if Lord Jesus would not let you live, then you would have nothing.
所以既然是神让我们活着。
And so this is the chance given to us to live.
所以说，不可以光为自己活。
So we cannot live for ourselves.
我们来看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们， 因我们想一人替众人死了，众人就都死了。十五节
15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主来活。这里讲到耶稣啊，为我们死掉了。
And it says that Jesus died for us.
我们那个罪人救人啊，也跟耶稣同死了。
And the sinful man and also the old self have died with Christ.
我们现在在耶稣基督里面啊，是一个复活的新人。
And now that we are a new man who resurrected in Lord Jesus Christ.
是一个有永远生命的一个新人。
And we are somebody with eternal life.
他说既然这样，我们不可以再为自己活，要为主而活。
And therefore we should no longer live for ourselves, but for the person who died for him who died for them.
所以我们无论做什么事情啊，都要为主而做。
So no matter what we do, we have to do it for the Lord.
所以罗马书十二章说啊，我们要把我们的身体、我们的心啊，当作活的祭物来献给神。
And in Romans chapter 12, it says that we have to offer our body as living sacrifice.
无论做什么，都是为主而做，为主而活。
No matter what we do, we're doing it for the Lord and we're living for the Lord.
所以我们年轻人在读书啊，你要立志为耶稣来读书。
And as a teenager studying, you have to make a determination that you're studying.
我们在做事业，在赚钱，要为主耶稣啊做事业赚钱。
And when we're working and making money, we have to determine that we're making money for the Lord.
为主耶稣啊来建立家庭，教养儿女。
And we have to have a family and be established.
那我们人生啊才有意义。
And therefore our life could become
meaningful. 如果我们的人生啊，只是为我们自己，
and if our life is only for ourselves,
啊，那就没有什么意义跟价值啊。
And there's no valueness or meanings.
啊，所以有一个财主啊，他有一个财主他，他啊，虽然财物很多啊，但是他想要用这些财主来养活自己。
And there was a wealthy man. He wanted to use his wealth to sustain.
啊，想要说更多的财富啊，来让自己啊一辈子好好享乐。
And he wanted to accumulate more wealth, and so this way he could enjoy throughout the rest of his life.
虽然他有很大的打算了，但是神说啊，无知的人，我今天就把你生命拿回来了。
Although he has very thorough planning, but God has said to him, "You ignorant man, I will take your life."
你积蓄那么多东西啊，还有什么用呢
？And what is the purpose that you accumulated so much wealth?
真的，主耶稣如果把我们生命拿走啊，你就是积蓄再多啊，跟你都没有关系的。
And if Lord Jesus Christ takes away our life, and it doesn't matter how much wealth you accumulated, it's all in vain.
好像一个奢华宴乐的财主啊，天天啊啊吃最好的东西啊，穿最美的衣服。
And just like a wealthy man who lives lavishly and enjoys life.
啊，只知道享乐啊，为自己来活。
And all he knows is that to enjoy himself, and he lives for himself.
哦，有后来有一天啊，他离开世界了。
And one day he has departed the world.
送到阴间里面，在那边受痛苦。
And then he went to Hades and he suffered there.
因为他在生的时候啊。
Because during the time when he was
alive, 他主住自己的享乐，他主为自己而活。
He lived for his own enjoyment only.
所以他一生的工作啊，没有什么意义价值。
And so throughout his life, his work is meaningless.
所以我们呢，一方面要为主而活，一方面也要遵循神的旨意来活。
So at the same time, we have to live for the Lord, and at the same time, we have to live for the commandments of the Lord.
所以耶稣来到世界，他就向神说：“我来了，我就是要照神的旨意来生活。”
And so Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, and he proclaimed that he came to live out to the will of God.
所以照神的旨意来传福音救人啊，最后又为众人舍命。
And due to according to the will of God, he preached the gospel, and at the end, he died for mankind.
虽然他知道说啊，这个钉十字架是很大的一个苦刑。
And although that he knows that a crucifixion is a very painful way to die.
但他还是不敢按照自己的主意，还是说按照神的主意。
But he's not dare to go with his own will, but instead
一味的顺服啊，甚至死在十字架上。
And he has a complete obedience to die, and then he died on the cross.
所以这样的生活啊，就很有意义。
So this type of life is very meaningful.
我们看到这个摩西的一生也是一样。
And we should see the life of Moses is the same way.
他本来啊，在埃及地的时候
，and in the land of Egypt，
刚好是法老王要把那个小孩子啊，男孩子就要把他弄死掉。
And Egyptian king Pharaoh at the time wanted to kill all the Israel males.
啊，因为他的妈妈凭着信心把他藏起来。
And so the baby Moses was hidden by his mother.
啊，藏到没有办法藏的时候，把他放在河里，刚好被那个法老的女儿捡去当儿子。
And then to a point that he was no longer to be hidden anymore, then he was drifted out onto the river and was found by the daughter of Pharaoh.
所以虽然他在王宫里面长大
，and although he grew up in the palace,
说他说话行事都很有才干
，and he's well versed and in his speech and as well as he's full of ability.
那他长大了以后，他知道说，我小的时候本来该死的，但是神留下我生命。
And after he has grown up, he knows that. I should have died when I was younger, but God saved my life.
他知道说神让他活着活下来啊，神有要他做的工作。
And he knows that God saved his life because there's work for him to do.
就是要把自己的同胞从埃及地啊带出来。
And he was to deliver his own race out of the land of Egypt.
啊，所以他就忘记了王宫的生活。
And so he forsake the life of the Egyptian palace.
跟自己的同胞一起受苦难。
And he suffered along with his people.
因为他知道神叫他活着的目的是什么。
And because he understands the purpose of why God let him to be alive.
他说他放弃了王宫的一个财务享乐啊，因为他看到啊，为主耶稣所做的工作啊，将来那个赏是更大、更实在。
And he has abandoned the joy and enjoyment of the palace because he understands that the rewards in the future will be much greater for him.
所以我们知道，我们的身体是主耶稣给我们的。
So we know that our body is given to us by God.
我们的生命啊，也是神给我们留下来的。
And our life is spared by God.
所以我们要为主而活，也要按照主的旨意来服。
And so we have to live for the Lord, and we have to live according to the will of the Lord.
我们在再谈第二个啊，我们刚刚有谈到这个时间哦。
And the second thing that we talked about is time.
说神造人以后，预定人所住的年限，跟人的年限跟所住的疆界。
And after God has created man, he has set his limits and boundaries in the time that he will live.
啊，所以神让我们活下来，我们活着才有时间。
And God allowed us to live, so this when we live, when we are alive, we have time.
如果我们没有了生命啊，这个时间啊，跟我们就没有关系了。
And if we don't have our life, then time has nothing to do with us.
所以这个时间啊，就等于生命。
And so time equals life.
我们要好好珍惜啊。神给我们的时间呢、做最好的利用。
And we have to cherish the time that's given to us by God to be used wisely.
我们能够善用时间呢、就是珍惜我们的生命。
And if we could use our time wisely, that means we're cherishing our lives.
所以神给我们时间呢、我们要晓得怎样来善用。
And so God gave us time, we should know how to use it accordingly.
不要把我们的时间啊，轻易的就把它浪费掉了。
And let's not waste our time.
每个人同样一天都有24小时。
And everyone has 24 hours in a day.
当然我们大概要八个小时睡觉。
And we need to sleep for about 8 hours.
啊，有的人啊，他可以睡少一点，他时间就空出来。
And some people maybe could sleep a little less, so he
would have a little
more time.
有的大概也要几个小时的休息时间。
And often you need a few hours of sleep.
所以一般说啊，工作的时间是八个小时。
And so usually we work for 8 hours.
但是有的人呢、啊，很会善用时间呢、啊，所以呢，每天的时间呢、啊，就空出很多可以善用。
And many people knows how to use their time wisely, so that he has many spare times.
啊，有的人呢、啊，却常常浪费时间呢、啊，所以好几天才当一天用。
And many people who is very wasteful when it comes to time, so he would use a few days as casually.
就浪费时间了、啊，就是浪费生命。
And when you waste time, you're wasting life.
而且我们知道这个时间是神给我们的。
And we know that time is given to us by God.
啊，除了我们呢、啊，工作以外啊，我们也要有一些灵修的时间呢、啊。
And other than work, time for work, we should set out time for spiritual cultivation.
每天呢、啊，要抽出一些时间呢、啊，跟神灵交。
And every day we should take out some time to communicate with God.
我们看到古圣徒啊，他们都有美好的灵性。
And we see that the ancient saints, they have good spirituality.
啊，神给他们聪明智慧。
And God has given them wisdom and intelligence.
因为他们每天啊、都会花时间、啊、跟神灵教。
And because they spent many times in the day to spend with God.
好像但以理啊，他每天啊固定时间啊三次的祷告。
And just like Daniel, every day at a set time for 3 times a day, he would pray to God.
所以圣经里面说啊，他有美好的灵性。
And so the Bible describes him a man with a good spirituality.
啊，他有聪明智慧，
and
好像神的智慧一样。
And he is full of wisdom and intelligence, just like God.
所以他为王做事，说没有错误过失。
And so when he works for the king.There are no mistakes.
啊，这个美好的灵性啊，就是因为他有花时间跟神交通而来。
And the results of good spirituality comes from he's willing to spend the time to spiritually communicate to God.
所以这种灵修的时间啊，不能够少掉。
And so the time of spiritual cultivation cannot.
每天啊，一定要花点时间读经祷告。
And you have to spend time every day to pray and read the Bible.
啊，这个聚会敬拜神的时间也不可以省掉。
And you cannot spare the time to attend service as well.
所以我们应当以拜神啊，跟神亲密啊，为我们每天的固定的生活。
And we should set this as a regular time schedule to talk to God.
要把握参加各种教会的聚会。亲近神。
We have to take the opportunity to attend all types of service and to draw ourselves closer to God.
啊，所以我们看到说古圣徒他们常常啊，他有时候要煮很久啊，到圣殿里面去拜神。
And we notice that the ancient saints often they have to walk a long time to go into the.
大卫说啊，人对我说啊，我们到神的殿去啊，我就感到很欢喜。
And the David says that when I go into the house of God, I feel joyful.
他说啊，我的脚要常常站在耶路撒冷的门内。
And I want to be stand firm inside the gates of Jerusalem.
他说有一件事情啊，我一辈子一直在追求的。
And he says it's one thing that I constantly pursue in my lifetime.
就盼望一生一世啊，常常在神的殿里面啊，来仰慕神的荣美。
And he hopes that forever and ever that he dwells in the house of God and cherish the wonderfulness of God.
啊，在神的殿里面来求问神。
And he would be asking and seeking in the house of God.
啊，能够跟神啊一个密切的交通啊，啊，这是他一辈子啊。啊，所最羡慕的。
And he wants to have a very close relationship with God is something that he envies.
所以我们应当啊，善用时间啊，啊，做灵修亲近神。
So we have to know how to use our time wisely to spiritual cultivate.
啊，利用时间啊，啊，做圣工。
And to use the time to do holy work.
另外一个啊，学生时代啊， 应该把握求学的时间。
And also during the time of our student days, we should take the time to study.、
啊、不要把时间、啊、浪费掉了。
And let's not waste our time.
我们看到现在很多、啊、年轻人他们把时间、啊、浪费掉，哇，上网一上网就不晓得下来、哦、
And we see many youth now they waste their time on the internet.、
啊、常常啊。啊、在那个青年的辅导、啊、都谈这样的课题。
And often during the teenage counseling, we often talk about this topic.
所以我们要做时间的主人、哦啊、把这个时间管理好、啊、善用它。
And we have to be our master of time, and we have to know how to time manage.、
啊、因为神把时间托付给我们。我们要做一个忠心的管家，好好的管理善用。
And so God has entrusted time onto us, so we have to be a shrewd manager to utilize time.
啊，我们先休息一下哈，我们再继续，我们一起默祷。
And let's take a little break and let's pray in silence.